First win, 3 points, another good performance at home.
Yeah, tough opening 45 with two teams who are at it. They're no mugs, very solid and dangerous on the counter-attack, so we had to be really focused. And I thought, even going in at half-time, 0-0, not the best entertaining, pleasing game on the eye, but I thought lads did really well, looked a well-balanced side. And again, horses for courses at half-time, we just had to stick in and one of them come to the party, which they did.
Never going to be as flowing as it was Tuesday, but like you say, we had to dig in because first half they sat quite deep, didn't they? And then second half it opened up a bit more.
I mean, the goals change games, and once we've got that one, they've had to like put a couple men more forward, and we can catch them. And we've got good players, got good energy, and we've got a few people who've got a bit of pace about them, which hurts the opposition.
Three penalties in two home games. Man United-esque, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I think Ferguson's up there. I think he was definitely there the other night with Fergie time. But yeah, we're in the right half of the pitch and we're on the front foot, so I think we will get penalties.
Second goal, Talani. You know, you and Adam are all on about the high press, never give anything up, and he wouldn't in the corner flag and end up scoring.
Exactly. Does his bit, which we don't ask him to chase fullbacks, we ask him to do their stuff up the top of the pitch, which the two of them have done all through the game. He chases down a lost cause, wins it, and runs in for 15 yards and smashes it in the net. Again, deserved, and again, he's mate by the side. Again, what a performance he's put in again, and looking really dangerous.
They had two massive chances, one in each half. First one, great block by Carl Bryant off the line.
Yeah.
Could have been different going in at half time.
That's how it is, isn't it? I mean, there's no mugs in this league, and if you ain't right, you'll get punished. And when we've had wanted that bit of luck, and that's what he's there for. He's followed in again, which sometimes he might not have done. And the lad's hitting it in, and he's clearing it off the line where it could have been like rolling into the net. So he's done his job, and again, I think offensively he played really well.
And second half, their other chance, we just switched off for a minute and Bangy was in one-on-one, and luckily he smashed it against the crossbar. But that was the only time really we looked a little bit open on that one play, didn't we?
Yeah, fine margins. Again, just switched off and overloaded one side of the pitch. They've put the outside man in, and he's hit a great strike. And again, inches and the one each. But I thought we've controlled it after that and got a deserved second.
We lost 14 home games last season, so you must be absolutely delighted to get 4 points on the board from our first two home games.
Yeah, they've got to make it some sort of fortune. At the end of the day, it's nothing wrong with this stadium. The stadium's improving, and there's nothing wrong with the pitch. So we shouldn't fear anything. It's just what I say, but home or away, we'll be intense, and we're going for 3 points. What's the point in playing for draws and losing? We're here to win.
Stourbridge, I believe, got a last-minute winner against Rushden, so they're coming here flying. It's going to be a good weekend next week with Stourbridge and Barwell Saturday, Monday.
Yeah, again.
Both down here.
Yeah, I'll take the Stourbridge one first. Nice, easy game against Stourbridge, and then another easy one against Barwell. They're just all easy, aren't they? It's so simple, this league.
Any changes for that? Have we got any player movement? Give us an update on the squad. Are you and Adam happy?
Yeah, I mean, we've got Creaney to come back in.
Yep.
Again, his ankle's swollen up, but I think he'll be back. And again, we've got a squad of about 16, 17, and can only pick 11. So competition will be places. Tuesday, Thursday training. And Steve will have the hard job of picking another 11.
And Geno came back in today from his suspension and fitted in nicely. But what's Dean, the update on Dean? I don't know if you know yet.
I think he's just got a tight hamstring again. Put a good shift in, played really well, looked solid. Again, I think his hamstring start, we'll assess it, and again, hopefully he'll be all right for Tuesday and for training, so we'll have a look at it then.
See you next Saturday then.
Yeah, be that.